And welcome to Season 8, Episode 45 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is yet another week post-election. I am still smiling. Sometimes I feel bad about it because portions of the country aren't smiling, but then I realize they've made me frown for 4 years. I don't care anymore. To that end, I'm with two people who are also smiling. At least I'm hoping they're smiling. Chief, are you smiling?
It hasn't been 4 years yet, so, you know, I'm just going to nitpick because that's what I'm allowed to do.
Well, no, it's been 4 years since the last election, maybe not the inauguration. I mean, I was already getting depressed in November.
I don't think by this time we still knew who had won.
Because we had those 50 million extra votes to count.
Yeah, there was
a lot.
They're still counting in Pennsylvania.
Well, the court has told them, in all caps, I might add, to stop that nonsense.
And they said, we don't care.
Yeah, well, she said it, and then she's now backpedaling. My comments were misconstrued. And I'm like, no, you woefully said I'm going to disagree with the court. Yeah, see how well that came. F-A-F-O, you know.
I'm guessing that when the marshal shows up at her house.
Yeah, exactly.
She gets kind of a different idea.
Yeah. You won't have to worry about voting on the next decision because you'll be sitting in a small room with bars, as you should. I'm getting to the point now that I'm expanding my interest in capital offenses. Like what qualifies? And anything having to do with voter fraud. I'm done.
There was no voter fraud. Like, what are you talking about? I was told of it for years.
I know. Election denier. Mm-hmm. Goon, are you smiling?
I am smiling. I'm trying hard not to gloat. You know, I did have one political discussion with my neighbor, who is a very intelligent man, but his views are diametrically opposed to mine.
And yet you let him live on your road.
I asked him to kind of explain his views to me, and honestly, I still don't get it.
Mm.
We were talking about abortion, and he told me that he was very upset because in his mind, the Dobbs decision takes abortion away from the people.
Yes.
And I said something like, you know, yeah, explain the logic underlying your conclusion. And I said, do you really think that the federal government is closer to the will of the people in the individual states than their state government is? Because I don't believe that. I think the state governments can figure out what's wanted in their states for most things, which is how we were originally set up anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, at one point in the United States history, I believe it's prior to World War II, most documents that referred to the United States used plurals. The United States are. Now it is the United States is. There's that.
Well, did you ask him why he supports Hitler?
See, even Showcat wants to know that too.
Yeah.
Well, and I said to him, I go, besides in Maryland, it went the way you wanted it to go.
Right.
Well, it's not that way in Texas, he said. Apologies to you, Chief. That's just who he picked. And I said, well, why do we have any business telling the Texans what to do? And he never really addressed that. Well, it just needs to be the way he wants it is the logic I got from it. And
sure. I mean, you know, how absolutely upset would he be if, you know, Texas said, well, no, you have to close all your Giants and open Piggly Wigglies.
Yeah. Well, you know, and he said, besides,
Piggly Wigglies in Texas.
Then he tried to tell me it wasn't my issue. He goes, you're not fathering any children. I go, I could. And if it's my child, I want to say.
See, it's a good thing that this man does not enter the hood, because a comment like that would be responded with, tell that to your wife, you know.
Whoop.
Yes, friendships are lost very quickly when logic is gone and now we just are trading barbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, again, why do I have any business telling the citizens of Texas how they should run their state? I mean, the only way I can have a say in that is to move there.
See, and this is why the signs keep saying, keep Texas, Texas, or make Texas its own country again. There's a lot of disdain for the rest of the country down here.
I can't say as I blame them.
Me either.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought what I just said to you was pretty clear logic.
Yeah.
And why my otherwise intelligent friend, and I'd like to keep him my friend too, I don't know why he thinks this way. I don't know what's in the left mindset. Because he's not a TDS kind of guy.
You sure about that?
Well,
I mean, if you're bombarded with that stuff because the only TV you watch is MSNBC and CNN, eventually it's going to, you know, eke into your system, leech into your system.
Rot your brain.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I mean, we don't have to worry about that much longer.
No, we do not.
Because after the ratings bonanza that they had the previous week,
both CNN and MSDNC.
So Comcast is looking to just shutter MSDNC down. The advertisers have gone back to X, and I'd love to see, because it's, you know, it says Disney and others have returned, and I just wonder if the rates had changed. It's like, now that there's nowhere left and you realize this is where the conversation is happening, this is where all the eyes are.
Wait, you mean they're not on that blue velvet or whatever the heck that the libs are trying to run? Is that what is it called?
The wonderful thing about that, which is, you know, Mastodon 2.0, it's supposed to be a free speech platform. So, you know, someone who is troll numero uno said, you know, the vaccines were fake, the election was stolen, and his account was suspended. And so, and then he screenshot that, put it on X, and was like, good luck, you know, guys who think that over there is going to be any better.
Yeah. So the blue sky is not so blue.
And it was, and it actually, for the things that I just put out, it said he was suspended for inciting violence.
Mm-hmm. Because words can kill. Didn't you know that? Obviously, they watched too many episodes of Dune.
Apparently.
Yeah.
My goodness.
The noise you're hearing is Showcat vigorously rubbing the microphone.
If she wants to say something, give her a mic, darn it.
She's perfectly happy stealing mine.
Do I have to, like, you know, give her opening credits too now? I'll add her to the list.
She says, everybody who needs to know knows I'm here.
So it's on a need-to-know basis. Okay, great.
So meow is the time?
Meow is the time.
That's right. She says, everybody knows I'm here, meow. We need to do that one show, see how many times we can get that in. Yeah.
It's probably not a bad idea. Yeah.
I with the rate that we lose listeners, I don't think we can afford it.
We're sorry, yeah.
Have we figured out what scares them away?
The views of Crutch are not necessarily represented by Swimming with the Fish.
Wow, really? Is it
Swimming with the Fish represent swimming with the? I'll start again.
Please,
swimming with. Go ahead, Crutch.
I'm done.
Hello.
Awkward.
He said
I said I'm done. I'm done. I'm not going to interrupt you.
Swimming with the Fish regrets many of the comments made by Crutch exclamation point during the course of this show. Crutch exclamation point's comments are his own and do not necessarily represent those of Swimming with the Fish. How was that?
It was lovely.
You're welcome.
Are you Crutch, and do you approve that message?
I'm not sure that would help. Apparently, approving the message might actually be a negative, so, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well,
and we called you a racist all show.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, the Jets fired their coach and their general manager. You know, maybe we need to have a reduction in force over here, get our ratings back.
No, I don't think so. I think Doge is going to leave us alone.
I mean, was Jersey ever good though?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that because their team sucks?
Well, yes.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
I know, but you know, you've got to fire somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
even if they're not the problem, you know. Just...
I went to a football game this past weekend. I went to your alma mater playing Rutgers. They're from New Jersey.
They are the State University of New Jersey.
They are. And I would have thought that the Terrapins could beat them.
Nope.
You watched some of the game because you were texting me while I was sitting there.
It was on. I wouldn't exactly call it watching.
Well,
I was listening to the debacle.
You were comfortable. I was sitting in the stands freezing. It was pretty cold. But it was fun to go. But, I mean, you know, I'm not what you call your football fanatic. And even I was yelling at him, you got to hit him low. You try and tackle the guy and hit him high, what happens? Anybody? Bueller?
Center of mass, you want to hit low.
Yeah, you don't disrupt the center of mass and the person can get by you, which is important in football. Whereas if you hit him low, that doesn't happen and you get a satisfying oof sound.
So why do you think that anyone is going to use logic? Anywhere, for any reason.
I don't know.
So because all I see everywhere is chaos and confusion. I mean, I have noticed throughout, and I really truly wonder how next week is going to go. I've been learning more and more about my family and basically the reoccurring accursed actions that happen. So.
Accursed?
Yes.
Whoa.
As in things that I know happened to my grandfather that happened to my parents are now happening in my cousin's family. And
really?
And that is, it's not just any cousin's family. It's the cousin's family that we're going to Thanksgiving to see.
Maybe not.
Well, so I still have a picture of my cousin nailing a Trump flag to the stairway of their house.
Wow.
And
Was this stairway inside or outside?
It was inside.
Well, that's something.
It was in Austin.
In Austin? And holy
wow.
They were yelling at him, and he said, I need to make sure that, you know, regardless if they take it down, the holds will remind them, this is never going away.
Wow.
And originally, my cousin did that because my cousin is one of Virginia's greatest trolls, and then they just bought him to Texas.
Nice.
And then he saw the light, and then it became even worse. Because he loves conflict, and as the people said, he's this and he's that, he would just say no just to be increase his troll capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But then he would ask me and go, hey, I just said this. I need the reasons why. And then I give it to him. And then it just made him more powerful.
That's awesome. Let me make an incendiary comment and come to Chief for the backup information. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, well, you got to give that fire time to, you know, get going.
I will supply the kindling. The chief will supply the large logs.
Yeah, so I know his fiance,
so to speak,
feels the same way as your neighbor goon.
Ooh.
And I warned him. I said, hey, you know, people are dying over not believing the same thing. And he said, I wish they would.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Does he realize that, I don't know his particular moral turpitude, but, you know, fiancés usually cohabitate in some form. He eventually has to go to sleep next to this person.
Yeah, well, for him, death is only the beginning. So, you know, they live differently over there.
Yeah, is it necromonger? What?
Yeah, it's I don't know who's more afraid of who, but I know that he is now that number one, he was one of the first cousins I had from my side of the family. And
but it's that
good way. That is the washing machine, which as soon as you're done talking, we'll talk about.
Well, so he was one of the first cousins that was around our age, and at least I tried to help him out as much as I could. So anytime there was family beef going on, he would reluctantly take our side. Even when, you know, the great apostasy happened and I declared that not only was I not following the same faith, but my name had changed. Because that's like the worst thing you can do for, you know, male honor bound societies.
Right.
But he still stayed true. And then of course, him being just a young man in general meant that he did a whole bunch of really dumb things.
Mm.
But then I found out the Egyptian side of the family tree was not what I thought it was.
Oh?
Yeah. So that's what I'm waiting for.
So you trace your family there, like back to Ra or something like that?
So many of the practices that Ra had apparently are, we'll just say, they're still alive and well today.
Wow. I had no idea he still had worshippers.
You can hear Showcat, who's upset by the noise.
Yeah, so what happened with your washing machine?
Yeah.
Well, it does this on the spin cycle now. And over the weekend, it kind of stopped doing anything with larger loads in it. So I called Mr. Weinstein, the repairman, who's been our appliance repairman for a long time. And he doesn't want to tell me that he doesn't want to come. He lives in Kensington. He didn't want to come all the way out here to Stately Goon Manor. That's what, Chief? 10 miles?
If. That is... If all the lights were green and no traffic, that is 15 minutes of driving.
Why? Exactly. Exactly. So he had us do a whole bunch of things that I don't know if they helped or not, but he basically said, oh, it's the transmission. It'd be cheaper for you to buy a new washer. Bye. I'm not coming out.
Wow.
So... As Showcat is saying, take down your appliances for Palestine flags and you might get better results.
So I was testing, you know, smaller loads.
Seems like made them noisier loads.
Yeah, how small?
Well, I expected this part to be done by the time we were talking. I have the door closed to my office and you can still hear it. It's the bearings.
Dude, it sounds like it's in the room with you.
Yeah.
It's, no, it's
it literally it's sounded the other like Shogat was dragging your mic stand across the desk.
It's on the other side of State Lagoon Manor.
Wow. Your neighbors must be able to hear that.
Oh, I hope so. It faces the liberal neighbor, so.
You're telling him you're washing the sins of his bad decisions?
You know, whenever we talk about abortion, I have to wash all my clothes because, like, get all the ale and Beelzebub off of that.
That's messed up.
I know it is, isn't it?
We're messed up. It's okay.
But
I'm sorry, Shokat. There's not a lot I can do about it right now.
You know,
it's a thing. She's looking at ears. Human, go fix this.
She talks to me like Walter talks to Jeff Dunham.
Oh. What is Jeff Dunham going to do once? I mean, he's going to have to like retire that whole extra Walter outfit.
Why?
Where he dresses like Biden.
Well, there's plenty of more old people to mock.
Well, that's true.
The mocking doesn't have to end. I mean,
I know, but it's no fun to pick on an old demented guy.
But what do you mean? Really?
I mean, not when he's not president, no.
He's walking into the woods. We already picked on him for that.
He's still president. I keep reminding you that. Okay.
Is he my president?
Yes, he's your president too. This land is your land. This land is my land. This president is your president. This president is my president. Until January 20th, then he's no longer president.
Excellent.
I wonder what's going to happen. If
you think we'll ever see it?
Well, if there's enough stuff going on, this land may return to your people. Yeah,
By the way, I was thinking of telling you that I was on board the starship re-entering Earth. And that's what that noise was. But I didn't think of that till now, so.
That would have been a good signal. Must have been using Starlink.
If you strapped yourself to the rocket, could you still make a phone call on Starlink?
There's an inside to the rocket.
It's a little warm.
Not if you don't touch the metal.
What, are you going to hover?
I'd be weightless.
No, you'll be slammed into the back end where all the motors are.
That might not be so good.
No, that's pretty bad. There's 36 of them down there.
Yeah, but they don't use them all on re-entry.
It's so cool. They'll turn like 13 on, then 3, and it's like, you know, brilliant. They had to change a common term, which is MECO.
Yeah.
Which for most rockets is main engine cutoff. Now it's most engine cutoff.
Well, they do that on the, what's his little bitty rocket called?
Falcon?
Falcon.
Yes.
It depends on how far north you go. Pronunciation changes.
It's a Falcon.
That's true. So, Chief, I know you saw it. Did you like the New England test I sent Crutch today?
I did read through it. The one thing that I didn't understand, number one, I didn't know bread came in a can.
Oh, yes.
Because now I got to go find this.
So let's see how Crutch and I do, since we both claim to be from New England.
Oracle Trammell, Frere.
Well, you've spent time there. Enough time that, you know.
Yeah.
You should know most of these.
I should, but did.
So number one, you might be a New Englander if you grew up eating Fluffernutters. Yep, for me.
I've had them. I know what they are.
You call water a water fountain a bubbla.
I'm going to go drink the bubbla. No.
Now, I know that people in Massachusetts do it, but I don't do that one either. So we're even at one right now.
Yeah.
You can correctly pronounce Worcester, Callis, and Kankamagus.
I can pronounce Worcester.
Callus was the only one I couldn't pronounce. My feeling is any of the multiple ones, if you've done one, you get to count it. So now we're 2-2.
Awesome.
You get a little choked up thinking about the old man.
No.
Yes.
My thoughts went to my dad, so no.
I went to the old man of the mountain as a kid, and when it succumbed to nature and crumbled, it's a sad day. So 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
You know there is nothing wrong with eating bread from a can.
No.
Yes, B&M brown bread. Oh, my God.
I've had B&M baked beans, but not the brown bread.
We would take the brown bread, take it out of the can, and dip it into the bean juice. So, 2-4. Or ham
just
in a can
worse,
for that.
You know that. Okay.
Yeah. Or ham from a can for that matter. That they're talking about Underwood deviled ham.
Oh, I love me some Underwood. I have Underwood at work.
3-5. We're good on this one.
Yeah.
This is one Hurricane does. You never buy imitation maple syrup. You might even smuggle a nip of your own pure maple syrup into your favorite breakfast joint to go with your main wild blueberry pancakes. Yep, she does that all the time.
She brings her own maple syrup?
Yeah, because if they have table syrup, she's not eating that.
Okay. I'm not picky. That's a lot I've eaten.
I will eat non-maple syrup, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Somebody keeping track of the score?
I
want to know why 3. B&M brown bread is almost $10 for 16 ounces.
I think it's because they're not making it anymore.
It's a novelty thing now?
Yeah.
So how is it being sold on Amazon unless it's knockoff?
It's the leftover stuff. I mean, it's in a can that'll last forever.
Yeah, see, this is ridiculous because on Walmart...
Did you really look it up on Amazon?
Well, I looked at Walmart, too. You know, it's a $1.98.
It's $1.98 at Walmart?
Yes.
In that case, Amazon is...
gouging. It's shipping. It's all shipping.
You know what's in it? You know what's in a Dunkin' Donuts regular?
Okay, so that's just ruining coffee.
It might be, but do you know what's in it or not? Because I knew. I used to drink it that way.
3 sugars and 3 creams?
Yeah, that's why one of us has diabetes and one of us does not.
I think you're onto something there, son.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So you keep watching the score there, Crutch.
Okay, so it's 7-3.
And speaking of Dunkin', you know there's nothing wrong with iced coffee in January.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yep, me too. Your motto is go belly or go home.
I'm not a clam guy, so 9-4.
I love belly clams. Thanksgiving means ocean spray and Bell's seasoning. Well, we didn't do Bell's seasoning, but we did do ocean spray.
Oh, the cranberry juice?
The sauce.
Yeah,
also in a can.
Shaped like a can.
Well, yeah, because that's how I thought cranberries grew, with that can shape.
No, really. I thought really that's where they got the shape of the can, by looking at nature.
That's how those cranberries come out. Yeah.
Okay. This is my favorite one.
What?
Chowder is not red.
I agree. I'm not a chowder fan, but that stuff that they do in Manhattan is not chowder.
No, I agreed. We're both good on that one.
Okay.
Now, here it says your favorite ice cream flavor is maple, walnut, or coffee, but it says we'll also accept black raspberry or grape nut. I do like black raspberry ice cream. So
I like coffee ice cream. I don't know if it's my favorite.
Maple walnut is okay, too, but black raspberry is the one I really like. You like chocolate jimmies on your ice cream.
Yes.
But if they're rainbow, they're sprinkles.
Right.
See, me too. I agree. You know your way around a lobster? You might even eat the green stuff. I eat green stuff.
I don't eat lobster.
Okay, well,
it's official at this point. I am no longer a New Englander.
You can detect a Hollywood Boston accent from a mile away. And boy, does it hurt. We're not sure who was worse, Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting or Julianne Moore in 30 Rock. I would agree. The Hollywood Boston accent is terrible.
Yeah.
And and the next one is Maine Accents 2, Stephen King Films or Favorite Offenders.
Well, he's supposed to be from Maine.
But his actors do terrible Maine accents. The only time it's a good accent is when Stephen King does a cameo because he has an authentic Maine accent.
True. Luckily, you've been on at least one. He dies in the movie.
Yeah. You've been on at least one field trip to Plymouth Plantation, Sturbridge Village, or Mystic Seaport. All three for me.
I'm still at zero.
Oh, you're always prepared for maddening, unpredictable weather. Yep.
Well, that.
It does say,
okay,
there you go. It does say you've worn both sandals and snow boots during the same week more than once.
I live in Maryland, so sure.
Yeah. Which is why it's pointless to take the ice scraper out of the car, even in June.
There you go.
You know to beware frost heaves and break for moose.
I've never had to break for a moose.
No, but do you know to do it? Because, you know, they're big.
I know to break for deer because I've run into a deer and been on the losing end of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Moose are bigger by a lot.
Yeah.
You know where down east Maine is?
Nope.
Yeah. This was one I've heard of it, but I didn't know where it was. It's actually, it's a section of coast that runs from Penobscot Bay to the Canadian border. It's a sailing thing. Yeah. I didn't know it. Now this next one I do know. Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
I didn't even realize this was a monarchy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know it. Anthony knows it. We all know it. Manja. Anthony Martignetti, no? Nothing? You never saw those commercials?
No. Apparently this is a link too.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
New England's classic candy is a source of pride. Necco wafers, Sky Bar, Mary Jane, and ribbon candy that cuts your tongue. I've had the ribbon candy and I've had Sky Bar. I know about Necco wafers, but I don't really like them. And
Mary
I know
Jane
about
are those ones that the real hard, sticky, sticks to your teeth, never comes off thing.
Feels like if you needed a tooth pulled, you could just eat one of those. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think we both got that one. Yeah. You step foot on a swan boat or have at least read Make Way for Ducklings.
Nope.
You've never really wanted to live anywhere else. Okay, that is kind of true for me, but the taxes and the liberalness make me not go back.
You missed all of four.
Wow.
It was easier for me to keep track of the ones you missed. You're in New England.
All right, well, after...
I bet Yankee Swamp Fox gets all of those.
Well, you know, kind of living there and all kind of helps. How is he doing? We haven't heard from him lately.
You know, he's doing pretty well. It's about time for me to, it's the festive season. He's probably getting ready to purchase his favorite holiday treat.
Oh, Lord, that's right. No, not again. Please, God, no.
So, the holiday treat out here, I think we've gotten because I heard the jingling of four shotgun shell going off.
There are Christmas lights in my neighborhood already.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Mine too. I'll put mine up this weekend. But I won't turn them on till after Thanksgiving. And I'm just going to do it this weekend because it's warm.
That's not a bad idea. I have a brand new Christmas tree. I might want to take it for a spin.
There you go.
Unpack it, see if it works.
Is this the main Christmas tree or one of the auxiliary ones?
No, it's the main one. We're in a bind because our main one died about 3 years ago and we bought one without really spending the time. And it turned out it was very sparse in the middle and we constantly had to like stuff, you know, what's the stuff that you put on the railing? Garland.
Garland.
We had to stuff garland inside to fill out the gaping holes. I mean,
we don't have enough.
Yeah, it was a poor choice. So we've donated that tree and we have a brand new tree. And
is
it's
it
a big
fancy,
room.
The is ceiling it a fancy, that, fancy one?
Well, it's the ceiling in that room is 20 feet.
Oh, wow.
Because I've got no There's no second floor above that. It's a vaulted ceiling in the living room. So we've always had a good sized tree, like 9. I think this one's 9 foot. So we got it on sale. It was only $275.
Oh, that's a good price.
Yeah, it was 50% off.
Wait, $2.75?
No, sir.
Even at double the price, it doesn't come close to what they want for those balsam hill trees.
Yeah.
So, in true Ukrainian fashion, the one that I know at least Crush saw is still exactly where it was the last time he was here. And there it is his permanent home. So,
it is Christmas all year long.
You will be celebrating.
Look, the balsam hill trees actually have come down in price.
What are they now?
So they have some that are on sale. The classic classic blue spruce.
Uh-huh.
Normally sells for $6.99, on sale for $3.49.
There you go.
What the heck? So we have some trees in our front yard.
Sure, you could cut them down, but then they won't be there next year.
Well, no, why would we cut them down?
Oh, you just decorate them outside.
Yes. I don't understand the whole it has to die thing.
No, I don't either. That's why I have fake trees.
Yeah, that's why I use mine. Mine's made of the beautiful polyurethane.
Yeah.
That's right. Better living through plastics.
Mimicking nature.
Mine is white, as you know. So it is
common.
Asserting its racial dominance throughout.
I'm in enough trouble already. I don't need to catch on to that bandwagon.
Mm-mm-mm. He's a little sensitive. Did you notice that, Chief?
It's all right. It'll get over it.
Yeah.
It is a wild time. And this is, it's funny, at least at our church, we were discussing how, being thankful is the best thing that you can be. And yet we always just skip it. You go right from, double worship to the arranged time of Christ recognition.
Yeah. Well, come on. We can all do the math. We know he was born in March.
Well, regardless, okay. Nice little way to slide that in there, but I just don't get it, because I really do want to go to the reservation and see what goes on during this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is I cannot remember the words for the Choctaw, because nothing's written and almost nobody speaks it. But once you start doing it, then you get the look, but that look goes away really quickly, at least for folks that kind of look like I do, because when you're racially ambiguous, they're just like, yeah, you could be. There's enough question that we can check that box.
I'll be honest with you. The first time I met you, I thought you were Greek.
Yeah, that's what ambiguity does.
Yeah.
I didn't give it much thought.
Well, that's because you don't see race like others.
I didn't know that about myself.
That sound you hear, which was not his washer, was the groom virtue signaling. So, I swear, I am going to come up with a sound effect for virtue signaling, and I'm just going to start laying it on, baby.
You should have a little bell. Ding!
Teacher says every time Goon Virtue sings, our ratings go up.
A liberal gets his wings.
Leathery.
Leathery, ooh.
So it's a BSDM kind of. is this where this is going now?
Family
shabbery wings.
Yes.
Not BSDM leather. Goodness gracious.
There's the folks that I used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
There was an Air Force guy who was talking about how he loves having pain inflicted on him. And
should work for the government.
Well, he's an Air Force guy.
There you go.
And he was in those spaces. And then as soon as he said that, there was a person who is a dominant who had been just waiting to hear those words. Because as large as this person was, they flew over to where we were.
Wow.
And there's another person, and this person went through a very harsh divorce. And so he was drinking and looking for rebounds. And he came across this person and he started hitting on her. And she said, "All right, but in return, I get to do this." And at that point, he's avoided her ever since. But she told me this. And so every time he became annoying, I would say, "All right, I'm just going to let her know that you're saying it's okay now." And he's like, "What's..."
You, Chief, I got to tell you, some of your acquaintances, wow.
Well, as I have learned, it is the lack of judgment and willing to hear anyone out about anything that people just come in. I had a chair across from me. The doctor is in 5 cents, you know, and just tell me what's hailing you. And because I got the most work done out of my division, no one would say anything.
Very true. Very true. You're very productive. I'm trying to live up to that. I'm on a roll right now. I've been given 3 tasks in 3 weeks, and that was starting yesterday. 1 task is done. 1 of them's half done, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the other 12 days at this rate. Maybe bring a book to work. I don't know.
You have things to learn. You have people waiting on you.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that would be very awkward for me to be learning that at work.
Why? It's a skill. It's a skill that you may have to use one day that you're just not aware of.
Hidden talents.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Especially.
It's like taking one level of rogue so you get the lock picking.
Yeah, this is a little bit more advanced than that, and plus you do not have Musk and Ramaswamy as DMs, you know, doing like continuity checks.
Oh my gosh!
Or perception,
dude. Check. I just had to fill out a 30 line Excel spreadsheet, which is supposed to be our way of saying that our systems are all meeting the appropriate security criteria of our particular customer. And I'm going through these things and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not a system administrator. I don't play one on TV. A lot of this stuff I don't do because I'm not a system administrator, but I'm supposed to check off that these things are done. So then I go to our SA who used to work with you, Goon, you know, Ronald's brother.
Yes.
Yeah. And
the Dallas fan.
Yeah. 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 I should probably not bring that up. How is that going? I mean, the stadium was falling apart yesterday or this weekend, literally. Bringing down the house. No, we really don't want to do that. Okay.
Yeah, that's a bad outcome.
Yeah. So they're good. They haven't won a home game yet this year. Oh my gosh. That's not a thing you do in Texas. It's, you know, I don't think you do that anywhere. I'm pretty sure if the Ravens did that, I wouldn't be happy either.
Well, if you're New Jersey, then you kind of just expect it, much like Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right.
So Cleveland is playing Pittsburgh. I'm going to have to root for Cleveland this week.
Yeah, you are, because we hate Pittsburgh forever.
We do. We do, we do, we do.
And all of their tools, all this too.
Great sports talk, I'm sure.
Right now, Mr. Browning's going, shut up!
He's loading his pistol. You know? He's just ready to do himself.
I'm going
to
hunt them down. They talked about football twice in the same show.
Yay
sports.
Oh, we couldn't have done that any better. We tried.
It's a good thing we don't have a script.
Well, we do,
but not that we ever look at it. So.
I know. The things, folks, I'm going to write a book. You know, the story behind the show. The three of us can read it. Anyway, our total audience, apparently. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We appreciate you letting us get free therapy like every single week. And Lord knows we've been doing this now for almost 370 episodes. That's amazing.
Ooh, almost to our 400.
I know. I probably should mark out and find out exactly when that is, because it wouldn't be hard to figure it out. I'm good with math and all, you know, just saying. We really thank you one and all for letting us come over and waste a good 45 minutes of your time. We'll be back next week to do it again, we promise. And until then, please, 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 please pay attention to the wonderful commercial announcements that Goon has worked on. He puts a lot of effort into it. Take it away, Goon.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by, in a near continuous effort to save ourselves from the machines, support the Goon Hates AI campaign. Do you want a machine making life-changing decisions for you? Perhaps you'd like a machine to learn everything about you. Of course you wouldn't. AI offers to do all kinds of things for you, and all you have to give it is your soul. Who does that sound like? Resist and remove AI from your life. Have nothing to do with AI and kill this menace before it is too late. And, yay, sports! The newest sports wagering parlor for Mr. Browning. While not caring in the least about anything sports related, Mr. Browning does care about money. Yours! Coming to him through your poor choices, hence this new enterprise. Just place your bets and send your cash to Mr. Browning. What could be easier? Go to yaysports.com right now. And Yankee Swamp Fox's Fruitcake Emporium. The holiday season is upon us, and Swamp Fox wants you to love this questionable treat of fruitcake as much as he does. Not the stuff that is like cake, but the stuff from that Georgia family that's like floor lint encased in axle grease. Nothing says ho, ho, ho like Swamp Fox's holiday traditional fruitcake. Not able to ship to California due to environmental restrictions. Void where prohibited. Endorsed by Crutch! Exclamation point.
I'm Crutch, and I approve of this cake.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.